The 300 Spartans of Beta Company had been launched 7 hours ago into slipspace from the UNSC carrier All Under Heaven. They'd endured the ride in long-range stealth orbital drop pods, suffered debilitating nausea transitioning unshielded into normal space, and then got parboiled on the fiery ride to the surface of Pegasi Delta. From the warm welcome given by those five jackals, Tom knew they'd been detected. But the Covenant might not yet know the size of the breach in their security. He'd have to move quick, take advantage of whatever element of surprise remained, blow the factory, and if possible, the secondary targets of ammunition depots and methane reserves. They could still do this. They had to do it. Destroying that factory would triple the length of the Covenant supply lines to UNSC space. This is exactly what Tom had trained for since he was 6 years old. Years of drills and war games and schooling. But that might not be enough. He heard the crunch of gravel under a boot. He spun, rifle raised, and saw Lucy. Every Spartan III looked the same in their semi-powered infiltration armor. The angular shifting camo pattern of the spy armor was one part Legionnaire mail, one part tactical body armor, and one part chameleon. Tom, however, recognized Lucy's short, careful gait. He made the two fingers over faceplate gesture, the age-old silent Spartan welcome. She gave him the slightest of nods. Tom handed her a jackal shield unit and two plasma grenades. Adam arrived next, and Min 10 seconds after that. When all their appropriated shields were in place, Tom gave Team Foxtrot a series of quick, sharp hand gestures, ordering them to move ahead in a loose arc formation, stealthy but fast. As he stood, thunder rumbled, fire flashed in the sky, and a shadow covered them and vanished. Two teardrop-shaped Covenant Seraph fighters roared over their hiding spot. A line of plasma erupted 100 meters behind them, an inferno that billowed and blossomed straight toward his team. Tom leapt to one side, activating his jackal shield, holding it between him and the 3,000-degree flames that would melt through his spy armor like butter. The force field flared white from the radiation, his skin on his palms prickled with blisters. The plasma passed, thinned, evaporated. The air cooled. Covenant air support was already in play. That made the situation 100 times worse. With a blink, Tom switched his heads-up display from TACMAP to Team Bio. All members of Team Foxtrot showed skyrocketing pulses and blood pressures, but they were all still green. All alive. Good. He sprinted. Stealth was no longer an operational priority. Getting to the factory where they couldn't be strafed was all that mattered. Behind him, Lucy, Adam, and Min fell in line, covering the rough ground in long, powerful strides at nearly 30 kilometers an hour. Red ovals appeared on Tom's tack map. Covenant Seraphs on another attack run. More than before. 3, 6, 10. Tom glanced to either side and saw his comrades, hundreds of Spartans running across the broken ground. The dust from their charge filled the air and mingled with the smoke from the last plasma blasts. 3 Spartans lagged behind, turned and braced, holding M-19B SAM missile launchers. They fired. Missiles streaked into the atmosphere, leaving snaking trails of vapor. The first bounced off an incoming Seraph shield. The missile exploded, not damaging the craft, but buffeting it nonetheless into its wingmen. Both craft tumbled, lost 50 meters of altitude, and then recovered. But their leading edges scraped the ground, dissipating their weakened shields, and they spun end over end, erupting into fiery pinwheels. The 2 other missiles struck their targets, overloaded shields, leaving their target Seraphs covered in soot, but otherwise intact. Tom could see the Seraphs wave off their attack runs. A small victory. Tom slowed to a trot and watched as the remaining 6 Seraphs dipped and released their plasma charges, then pulled up, rolled, and vanished in the haze. Each charge of dropped plasma was a brilliant pinpoint that elongated into a lance of boiling sun-fueled sapphire. When they hit the ground, they exploded and fanned forward, propelled at 300 kilometers an hour by momentum and thermal expansion. A wall of flame appeared on Tom's left, and it made the camo panels of his spy armor shiver blue and white. But he didn't move. He remained transfixed on the other five fires enveloping scores of Spartans. The plasma slowed, still boiling, and then the clouds cooled and thinned to a dull gray haze, leaving crackling glassed earth and bits of charred bone in its wake. On his tech map, dozens of dots winked off. Lucy sprinted past Tom. The sight of her snapped him back to action, and he ran. There'd be time for fear later, and for revenge. When they blew this factory, there'd be plenty of time for bloody revenge. Tom shifted his focus off his tech map on his helmet's faceplate and farther ahead to the primary target, now only 500 meters distant. From the center of the city-sized factory, the blue glow was too intense to stare directly at, casting hard shadows in the web of pipes and the forest of smokestacks. The structure was a kilometer square, with towers rising 300 meters, perfect for snipers. Tom forced himself to run faster, ahead of Lucy, Adam, and Min, darting from side to side. They understood and mimicked his evasive tactic. Plasma bolts exploded near his foot. He weaved back and forth through a hailstorm of high-angle trajectories. His suspicions about snipers had been correct. He dodged, kept running, and squinted ahead at the edge of the factory. His faceplate automatically responded and zoomed to 5x magnification. There was another threat. Shifting luminescent edges of force fields, jackal shields. And in the shadows, the arrogant eyes of a Covenant elite in purple armor, staring straight back at him.